The Sioux's waterfront skyline could be getting a massive upgrade. Stratton Hunter Group, the hospitality advisors for Station Mall who are currently overseeing a $60 million restoration of the property, recently announced that residential developments are in the preliminary planning stages on both ends of the mall. These potential developments consist of up to 12 condominium towers, according to the group's website. While details are limited at this time, the parking lot to the side of the former Sears has been blocked off for several months. The above illustration from Stratton Hunter Group's website shows the parking lots at the former Sears and Walmart stores highlighted in blue and labeled, Future Condo Development. Parking has been one of the city's most contentious debates this year, as recently highlighted by a pair of letters to the editor to Sue Today that argued in favor and in opposition of additional parking spots downtown. A recent housing report presented to City Council found that Sault Ste. Marie needs 3,115 new housing units by 2036 to accommodate an anticipated population growth of 8,400. Around 779 new units are needed over the next 3 years alone, according to the city's planning department, an estimate which was outlined in an assessment that can be viewed on pages 86 to 127 of this document. As Sue Today reported in August, the mall's historic renovation already includes a 50,000-square-foot, entertainment complex, a dining sports bar and restaurant, and up to 15 retailers. Those new retailers include Forever 21, Urban Planet, and a national cosmetics chain yet to be announced. The former two-story Sears, which closed in October 2017 after 43 years in operation, will house those developments, which are expected to be completed in 2024. Stratton Hunter Group also put a call out for a trio of leasing opportunities on the second floor of the former Sears, which will include a restaurant rooftop patio and a fitness and recreation center. Sue Today has reached out to Stratton Hunter Group for more details on the proposed residential developments. We will update this story with any comment they provide.